Previously on The Mandalorian.
This is the one.
It looks helpless.
It is not helpless. Its species can move objects with its mind.
The songs of eons past tell of battles between Mandalore the Great and an order of sorcerers called Jedi that fought with such powers.
What is it?
It is a foundling. By creed, it is in your care.
You expect me to search the galaxy for the home of this creature and deliver it to a race of enemy sorcerers?
This is the way.
I've been quested with returning this child to the Jedi.
I can lead you to one of their kind. But first, we need your help on our mission.
As the Gozanti freighter takes off, the Mandalorians descend upon it and swiftly begin neutralizing the guards.
We need to hold them off until we can make the jump to hyperspace.
Mando powers forward, absorbing blasts with his armor, and hurls charges at stormtroopers guarding the bridge. The ship levels out above the ocean.
Where can I find the Jedi?
Take the foundling to the city of Caladan on the forest planet of Corvus. There you will find Ahsoka Tano. Tell her you were sent by Bo-Katan. And thank you. Your bravery will not be forgotten.
This is the way.
The bulkhead to the bridge closes. Mando exits the ship and swan dives over the railing. As he freefalls, the picture cuts to black. Nighttime. At the far end of a city's main street, gates swing open and armed guards emerge, their faces disguised behind breathing masks. Citizens scramble indoors amid the chaos. One man with a craggy face opens a door slightly and peeks out through the slit. The guards run down the length of the main street to the city's front gate, upon which a sentry uses a mallet to ring an iron bell. From a high stone wall, an armored figure without a helmet watches red flashes of laser fire cut through the mist in a forest of burned trees. A contingent of guards retreats through the woods, firing back at a cloaked enemy who deflects their laser bolts with a pair of white lightsabers. Two guards take cover behind burned trees. They glance back and spot the cloaked figure moving stealthily through the fog. Taking cover herself, she calmly points her fingers in a far-off direction. As the guards turn toward the sound, she slices both sabers at one of them, cutting right through the tree he's using as cover. She then uses the force to throw the severed piece of trunk at the other one, knocking him out. As the tree falls, the sabers go dark once more. The remaining guards retreat into an open area of tree stumps. On the wall, a robed woman carrying a slender metal spear steps up beside the bare-faced man. The guards below take positions behind the tree stumps with their rifles at the ready. Through the slits of their unigoggles, they warily scan the mist.
She's off the scope. Draw her out!
Back on the wall, the robed woman clutches her spear beside her like a staff as she watches. A POV moves swiftly upon an unsuspecting guard. The lightsabers ignite and cut him down. They again go dark, leaving another guard to fire aimlessly.
I've lost visual. Scan for movement.
The sabers reignite behind a guard. As they slice him up, another guard spins and fires, but the dark shape vanishes in the mist once more. The people on the wall look on as the sabers reignite, parrying and slashing their way through the last of the guards. The robed woman stands centered atop the city gate, peering down into the fog.
Show yourself, Jedi.
At ground level, a pale blade ignites, cutting through the darkness. Ahsoka Tano steps forth, revealing her orange skin, tattoo-like facial markings, and striped head tails.
I've been expecting you.
Then you know what I want.
You will learn nothing from me.
I won't give you that choice.
The robed woman turns and makes a beckoning gesture. Two droids appear on the wall, escorting a prisoner.
How many lives is the knowledge I possess worth to you? One.
She gestures to the prisoner.
10. How about 100? The lives of these citizens mean nothing to me. Now, because of you, these people will suffer.
They already suffer under your rule. Surrender, or face the consequences.
The robed woman exhibits a disdainful smirk. Ahsoka points a saber.
You have one day to decide.
The robed woman lifts her chin implacably. Ahsoka lowers her saber. Turning away, she disengages both blades and disappears in the nighttime fog. The armored man looks to his boss.
We will be ready when she returns.
She faces the two droids guarding the frightened villager.
Cage him.
As they drag him off, the captain of the guard turns his rugged gaze toward the wasteland outside the wall. Now a title appears over black, The Mandalorian. Chapter 13, The Jedi. Amid an infinite starfield, the Razor Crest emerges from hyperspace. In the cockpit, the child sits up by the Mandalorian, peering over the dash at a planet in front of them.
Corvus, this is the place. I've detected a beacon. I'm gonna start the landing cycle. You better get back in your seat.
Ignoring him, the big-eared foundling looks around until his gaze falls upon a control lever. He focuses in on its shiny knob.
Hey, what did I tell you? Back in your seat.
The child scoots back and crawls down from his perch atop a console. He climbs up on his little hands and knees to his jump seat behind the Mandalorian. As the helmeted bounty hunter throws some more control switches, the child watches him with his dewy black eyes, then turns his focus once more to the shiny knob atop the lever. His pointy ears droop as he gazes covetously at the unreachable treasure. He stretches out an arm while his eyes narrow in concentration. The round knob begins to unscrew itself from the top of the control lever. Out in space, the Razor Crest dives past our view towards the planet, which glows from fiery red seams along its surface. In the thick atmosphere, it swoops past the burned remains of a vast forest. As it passes over the city, a guard atop the outer stone wall tracks it with a handheld scanner. A second guard stands posted beside him, rifle pointed toward the charred wasteland that lies beyond. The Razor Crest descends toward a clearing inside the burned forest. Through the haze, the silhouette of a stout-bodied creature standing on four tall legs can be discerned among the trees. Its dinosaur-like mouth feasts on one of the charred trunks. Other similar creatures can be seen grazing as well. Mando strides down the rear ramp from his ship, wearing his rifle strapped across his back. As he surveys the acrid environment, the child waddles down after him. He plops himself down on the ramp. The Mandalorian turns to see him playing with the shiny knob.
What did I say about that?
He takes it from the child.
This needs to stay in the ship. Not much to see out here. Never had dealings with the Jedi before.
The Mandalorian picks him up.
Let's head into town. See if we can pick up a lead.
As they head off towards the city, the forest wipes away from left to right and transitions to a guard standing lookout from the wall. Seeing the bounty hunter approaching, he turns his masked head. The captain of the guard walks up and joins him. Flanked by two of his sentries, the captain peers down from above the main gate at the Beskar-clad stranger. Mando pauses, staring back at them.
Stay your business.
Been tracking for a few days, looking for a layover.
Nice armor.
The child sits tucked in a satchel at his back.
You a hunter, then?
That's right.
Guild?
Last I checked.
One of the guards looks to his boss.
Open the gate.
From his position of concealment, the child watches the city's large iron gate split open and retract to either side of the wall. The Mandalorian moves forward into the city. After he passes, the gate closes again, a single tine on one side sealing shut inside a gap on the other. The Mandalorian advances down the main street, looking around at his ragtag environs. A man with long gray hair quickens his pace as he crosses paths with the outsider. On one side of the street, food cooks underneath a bubble-shaped dome at a vendor stall. A disheveled droid wobbles by on its two legs. The child bounces happily in his satchel at the Mandalorian's hip as they approach a food stall.
Pardon me, vendor. Have you heard of anyone...
The ragged-looking vendor turns her back on him and walks away. He spots the craggy-faced man feeding two children in an alley and makes his way over.
You there. I need some information. I'm looking for someone.
The man eyes the foundling in his satchel. He motions for the two kids to leave.
Please, do not speak to them, or to any of us.
Look, I just need to know.
The magistrate wants to see you.
The Mandalorian turns to see two heavily armed guards standing behind him. He glances back at the man in the alley. As the Mandalorian leaves with one of the guards, the other one lingers behind for a moment and gives a long stare at the man through the narrow slit of his visor. Mando walks with the guards toward the inner city gates at the far end of the main street. They pass three citizens standing on poles, surrounded by energized metal rings that shock them intermittently.
Help us.
Mando pauses to look at them. As the gates swing open, the child shrinks down inside his satchel.
Emma!
The Mandalorian passes through the entryway without looking back. A guard presses a button on an outer console, causing the gates to swing shut behind him. Now another set of doors opens to reveal an inner courtyard with a tranquil reflecting pool. The Mandalorian steps over the threshold onto a long bridge over the water. As the doors close behind him, he beholds a surrounding garden of well-manicured trees.
Come forward.
He proceeds across the bridge toward the robed magistrate, who sprinkles handfuls of flakes into the water.
You are a Mandalorian?
Yes.
I have a proposition that may interest you.
My price is high.
She finishes feeding her fish and turns her full attention to Mando, stepping to the center of the bridge to face him squarely.
This target is priceless. A Jedi plagues me. I want you to kill her.
That's a difficult task.
One that you are well suited for. The Jedi are the ancient enemy of Mandalore.
As I said, my price is high.
The magistrate signals a robed droid standing behind her who walks forth with the metal spear she wielded earlier. Leaving the weapon with her, the droid stiffly marches back to its position.
What do you make of this?
The magistrate balances the spear across her outstretched hands, presenting it to Mando. Stepping forward, he takes it from her and feels its weight. He turns it in his hands, sliding his gloves up and down its silvery, smooth shaft as he assesses it. He strikes it against one of his gauntlets.
Beskar.
Pure Beskar. Like your armor. Kill the Jedi, and it's yours.
The child peeks out at her from his satchel. Mando gives her back the spear.
Where do I find this Jedi?
With a pleased smile, the magistrate plants the spear on the ground. Later, the captain of the guard walks Mando out the city's front gate. They pause, gazing into the ashen wasteland of burned trees that lies before them. The captain of the guard turns his rugged face to look down at Mando's satchel.
What is that thing?
I keep it around for luck.
You're gonna need it where you're headed.
The Mandalorian shoots him a quick glance through his T-shaped visor, then sets off on foot across the desolate field of tree stumps. The captain of the guard watches him go. An acrid mist washes over the land. The captain turns back to two of his guards posted at the gate. As he walks inside, they turn and follow him. The large gate closes, its tine fitting into the groove on the other side, and completely blots out the view of the woods outside as it immerses the screen in blackness. Now, a wide panorama reveals the totality of the burned forest, which spreads across a range of rolling hills. Our view slowly descends from the tree line to reveal the Mandalorian cutting a lonely figure on the landscape as he hikes onward through the blackened husks. The air hangs thick with a smoggy haze. With his long-arm rifle in one hand, the Mandalorian navigates through a gully of fallen trees, ducking under and hopping over their broken trunks.
Well, these are the coordinates. Keep your eyes open. We must be close.
He hikes a winding path through some rocks. As he looks around, his Mandovision shows him surveying the region's thermal signatures, but finding nothing out of the ordinary.
You hear that? Don't worry. Sit right here. Let me see what's out there.
Setting the child down on a rock, he sweeps the area with the scope from his rifle and spots a couple of the tall-legged creatures grazing on the trees.
False alarm.
Ahsoka descends from above, sabers slashing. Mando blocks them with his gauntlets, then fends her off with his flamethrower and ensnares her in his grappling line. She vaults over a tree branch, pulling him up into the air. As he cuts himself loose, she reignites her sabers.
Ahsoka Tano! Bo-Katan sent me. We need to talk.
She looks past him and changes her posture out of her fighting stance.
I hope it's about him.
Mando follows her gaze to the child seated on his rock. The foundling tilts his green head and twitches his oversized ears, staring curiously at the Jedi as she approaches him with her two lightsabers disengaged. Mando holsters his blaster and follows her over. Perched zen-like on his rock, the child gazes in wide-eyed wonder at the pair. At night, a bright moon shines down on the burned forest. The Mandalorian paces as he watches Ahsoka commune with the child, a glowing lantern set between them. Gnarled trees frame a view of the force-sensitive pair, with the moon looming large above them beyond a thin band of clouds. The Mandalorian pauses as he steals another glance at them. Ahsoka sits kneeling in her baggy cloak, her posture stiff and serene. The child lowers his ears and cocks his head side to side as he beholds her. Ahsoka glances at the Mandalorian, still pacing a short distance away. The child looks her up and down. She smiles at him, sitting back on her haunches. He holds out his tiny clawed hands to her. Ahsoka rises and picks him up in her arms, with the Mandalorian watching them in silhouette against the moonlight. The Jedi turns her horned head and glances toward the bounty hunter, then reaches down and gathers up the lantern. The Mandalorian's Beskar pauldron gleams dully in the pale moonlight as he watches them move off among the skeletal trees. He follows them to a clearing where Ahsoka sets down the lantern. She gazes into the face of the foundling in her arms, then takes a long look at the Mandalorian. She gently sets the child down on a rock. Mando shifts his weight from foot to foot as he stares at the little one. Ahsoka takes a seat nearby.
Is he speaking? Do you understand him?
She tucks her arms inside the folds of her cloak.
In a way, Grogu and I can feel each other's thoughts.
Grogu?
Yes.
Mando sees the child looking up at him, eyelids heavy with contemplation.
That's his name.
Ahsoka gazes down at the innocent foundling. The Mandalorian shifts his stance as he studies the child.
Grogu.
His ears perk up.
He was raised at the Jedi Temple on Coruscant. Many masters trained him over the years. At the end of the Clone Wars, when the Empire rose to power, he was hidden. Someone took him from the temple. Then his memory becomes dark. He seemed lost. Alone.
The Mandalorian sits across from her, clutching his rifle like a staff.
I've only known one other being like this. A wise Jedi master named Yoda.
She beams at little Grogu, who turns his sleepy eyes toward the lantern.
Can he still wield the Force?
You mean his powers?
The Force is what gives him his powers. It is an energy field, created by all living things.
The child nods off.
To wield it takes a great deal of training and discipline.
I've seen him do things I can't explain.
Mando watches his ears twitch as he sleeps.
My task was to bring him to a Jedi.
Ahsoka lowers her thoughtful gaze toward the child.
The Jedi Order fell a long time ago.
So did the Empire, yet it still hunts him. He needs your help.
She offers the Mandalorian a gentle smile, then shifts her attention back down to little Grogu, who sleeps soundly with his ears stretched out wide. A troubled look overcomes her.
Let him sleep. I'll test him in the morning.
The image wipes away to the next day. Ahsoka leads the Mandalorian up a hill covered in green moss. Finding a good spot, she turns and observes Grogu tucked in his protector's arms.
Let's see what knowledge is lurking inside that little mind.
She touches him on his button nose, and the child gazes at her happily. As Ahsoka goes walking away, searching the ground, the Mandalorian sets Grogu down. The Jedi crouches to the ground and picks up a pebble, which she tosses to herself. Grogu watches her intently as she holds out her arm and opens her fist to reveal the small stone tabled on her palm. She pivots her hand gently, but the pebble remains in place, weightless. With the slightest push, she sends it floating out in midair past the Mandalorian toward the fascinated child. He reaches out eagerly and catches the stone in his tiny little claws. Ahsoka smiles as he studies the pebble in his grasp.
Now return the stone to me, Grogu.
She reaches out her hand beckoningly, but the child just stares.
He doesn't understand.
He does. It's okay.
Grogu wears an apprehensive look.
The stone, Grogu.
The Mandalorian jerks his head in the Jedi's direction. Grogu looks back down at the stone, then lets it fall from his hands. Ahsoka drops her outstretched arm. She crosses to the child and crouches before him to pick up the pebble. Sitting slouched on a mossy rock, Grogu lowers his sad gaze. Ahsoka takes one of his little hands in hers and strokes it gently with her thumb.
I sense much fear in you.
He lifts his shiny black eyes to meet hers and yields a friendly smile. Ahsoka stands back up and paces in front of the bounty hunter.
He's hidden his abilities to survive over the years.
Mando sees the child blinking at him fondly.
Let's try something else. Come over here.
Grogu just sits there. Mando jerks his head toward the Jedi again.
He's stubborn.
Not him. You. I want to see if he'll listen to you.
That would be a first.
I like firsts. Good or bad, they're always memorable.
She gives him the pebble.
Now hold the stone out in the palm of your hand and tell him to lift it up.
All right, kid. Lift the stone.
The child cocks his head, staring at him keenly, but takes no action.
Grogu.
Mando looks at her. She steps away to observe the two of them from off to the side. Shifting his stance, Mando turns back to the child.
Grogu. Come on. Take the stone. You see? I told you he's stubborn.
Try to connect with him.
Having chucked the stone, he looks back down at Grogu. Mando's shoulders rise and fall with a breath. The child looks at him eagerly. The Mandalorian reaches into his belt and pulls out the shiny knob from his ship. He turns it over in his gloved fingertips.
Grogu. Do you want this? Well, go ahead.
Ahsoka watches intently.
That's right, take it. Come on. You can have it. Come on.
Grogu compels the knob to fly into his hand.
Good job. Good job, kid. You see that? That's right. I knew you could do it. Very good.
He's formed a strong attachment to you.
Ahsoka looks away and frowns.
I cannot train him.
What? Why not? You've seen what he can do.
His attachment to you makes him vulnerable to his fears. His anger.
All the more reason to train him.
No. I've seen what such feelings can do to a fully trained Jedi Knight. To the best of us.
The Mandalorian is taken aback by her sober gaze.
I will not start this child down that path. Better to let his abilities fade.
Grogu watches her leave.
I've delayed too long. I must get back to the village.
The Magistrate sent me to kill you.
She stops in her tracks and turns back to the Mandalorian.
I didn't agree to anything. And I'll help you with your problem. If you see to it that Grogu is properly trained.
Later, they walk back through the burned forest.
She has a small army of guards armed with A350 blaster rifles, two HK-87 assassin droids, and a hired gunfighter. He reads ex-military to me. Combined, not even your laser swords would be able to protect you from all that firepower.
True. But don't underestimate the Magistrate either.
Who is she? She offered me a staff of pure Beskar to kill you.
Ahsoka turns to the Mandalorian and folds her arms with a pensive smile.
Morgan Elspeth. During the Clone Wars, her people were massacred. She survived and let her anger fuel an industry which helped build the Imperial Starfleet. She plundered worlds, destroying them in the process.
Yeah, it looks like she's still in business.
When you were in the city, did you see any prisoners?
I saw three villagers strung up just outside the inner gate.
We must find a way to free them.
A Mandalorian and a Jedi? They'll never see it coming.
As Ahsoka tilts her head back and appraises him, her image wipes away from bottom to top to reveal the outer wall of the city at nightfall. In the distance, factory smokestacks spew exhaust into the smoggy atmosphere. Atop the wall, roughly a half-dozen guards keep a lookout from the perimeter around the main gate. Their faces remain cloaked behind their hoods and metal breathing masks, while red and white diodes glow from badges on their drab tunics. They look out into the haze that engulfs the blackened forest. A figure sweeps through the edge of the tree line. A guard sees the shape running swiftly toward the gate.
It's her! Sound the alarm!
One of the guards strikes the iron bell with the mallet while others open fire. A white lightsaber ignites as Ahsoka leaps up onto the wall, taking them by surprise. Deflecting their laser blasts, she begins cutting them down. She uses the Force to pull a blaster rifle out of one guard's grip and knocks another one out with it. As the guard with the mallet attacks, her lightsaber slices right through him, along with the bell itself. Their severed ends glowing red hot, the two halves come off their tethers and roll down from the wall into the street below. More guards amass outside the inner gate at the far end of the road. The craggy-faced man peeks out from his home, watching their captain join them. The inner gate opens and the Magistrate comes out with two droid guards. She strides to the front of the group and looks down the long, dusty street toward the main gate. The cloaked figure of Ahsoka Tano steps into view in front of the toppled bell. The two droid guards quickly take aim at her, but the Magistrate signals with her hand for them to stand down. Ahsoka stands firm at the far end of the street, her cloak billowing in the wind. As the Magistrate lowers her hand, her two droids move out of their attack stance. Ahsoka begins to walk down the middle of the empty street, a few electric lanterns swaying on their poles in the dusty breeze. As the Jedi slowly makes her way toward the formidable regiment outside the inner gate, the Magistrate scowls. The hilts of Ahsoka's idled lightsabers swing from her belt with each step. Peeking out his doorway, the craggy-faced man watches nervously as she makes her way toward the Magistrate and her minions. Reaching a distance of roughly 20 yards, Ahsoka stops with a calm smile faintly visible on her orange face. She tosses something to the ground. The magistrate sees the Mudhorn emblem on Mando's pauldron.
Your bounty hunter failed. Tell me what I want to know. Where is your master?
Kill her.
Love to.
He fires a scattergun that sends out a volley of lasers all at once, but Ahsoka leaps to the air before they can hit their mark. Lightsabers engaged, she lands atop a building and deflects a barrage of blaster fire from the guards. They run off in pursuit as she flees across the rooftops, still watching the craggy-faced man shuts his door.
I'll take care of this.
Take them with you.
Her droids follow the captain. She sees one of the caged prisoners getting a jolt from his restraints.
Execute them. Then go door to door.
The craggy-faced man peeks out again, horrified.
Please, don't!
Mando drops in from his jetpack and takes out the two guards left behind for the execution. He turns one of his blasters on the craggy-faced man rushing out to intervene, then calmly holsters it and nods. The two of them move to help the prisoners down from their poles. Meanwhile, the guards sweep down the side street searching for Ahsoka. The captain leads the two droids into one of the alleys. Elsewhere, Ahsoka drops down behind two guards and slashes through them. The captain signals a direction to the droids. A scavenging animal scampers off as it sees guards stalking by with their rifles at the ready. Split off from the droids, the captain tiptoes past a hanging lantern. As two guards round a corner into another alley, a shape dashes through an intersection behind them. They wheel around, rifles raised, and catch a glimpse of Ahsoka. The scavenging animal draws their attention away as it dashes off from a staircase. As they move to investigate, white blades ignite behind them. The captain cocks his head at the sound. The two droids stop marching. The captain arrives at the scene of the battle to find the two guards crumpled on the ground. A view from the rooftops looks down on him as he sweeps the area with his scatter gun, the only other sign of movement, a swinging lantern. As a lightsaber ignites, he spins and shoots. Ahsoka leaps down and strikes the gun from his grip. The droids fire at her from two different directions. Ahsoka charges one of them and slices through it, then retreats down an alley as it falls to pieces.
Get up there!
The captain pursues with his gun. The remaining droid springs to an eave and flips itself onto a rooftop.
Get inside.
As Mando ushers off the freed prisoners, the captain of the guard runs out into the main street and sees him. The two of them stalk toward each other, then pause with several dozen yards between them. The craggy-faced man shuts himself inside his home. Looking past Mando, the captain sees Ahsoka standing on the inner wall beside the gate, her cloak billowing in the wind. She leaps down to the courtyard beyond, leaving the bounty hunter to face off with the hired gunman.
So you're through in with the Jedi.
Looks that way.
The two of them stare each other down on the empty street. Meanwhile, in the courtyard, the magistrate stands alone on the flat bridge that divides the pool of water. Clutching the Beskar spear, she looks to one side and sees Ahsoka waiting for her at its far end in front of the gate. The magistrate turns to face her and steps to the center of the walkway. Ahsoka moves forward a few paces, then stops, leaving a sizable distance between them. Shimmering light reflects on the surface of the water from lamps posted along the walkway. The two enemies exchange a solemn nod. In synchrony, they both reach up with one hand and shed their outer robes for battle. Ahsoka then unclips her lightsabers from her belt. The white blades spark to life. The magistrate tilts her spear into a defensive position as she and Ahsoka purposefully approach one another on the narrow walkway. They pause once more, only a few meters apart. The magistrate pulls back her spear and strikes its back end on the walkway. The two of them brandish their weapons as they size each other up. Exhibiting a crooked smirk, the magistrate deliberately plants one foot out in front of the other, then swiftly makes the first strike. Ahsoka blocks the spear with one of her lightsabers, then swings the other and locks in another stalemate before they both withdraw their weapons. Keeping the same distance between them, they stalk each other back and forth on the walkway, searching for an opening. The magistrate skillfully swings in for another attack, but is met by a double block of crossed blades.
Who do you think's gonna win? Could be your side. Could be my side.
The captain of the guard inches toward the Mandalorian. Meanwhile, the two fighters trade positions on the walkway as their battle rages on. The Mandalorian stays perfectly still, keeping a close watch on the captain's scattergun. Back in the courtyard, the lightsabers glance off the spear as the two combatants break apart to reposition. The magistrate jabs at Ahsoka's face. She presses her advantage, putting the Jedi on the defensive. Ahsoka executes a flip to avoid a low strike. Back on the street.
I got no quarrel with you, Mandalorian.
That's far enough.
The captain freezes as the Mandalorian's hand flexes alongside his holster. The blades and spear clash once more. The magistrate disarms Ahsoka of one of her sabers, which falls into the pool. Back at the standoff on the street.
You and I were a lot alike. Willing to lay our lives down for the right cause.
Mando's gloved fingers twitch near his holster.
Which this is not.
The bounty hunter remains still, his helmet an inscrutable mask. Meanwhile, Ahsoka reverses her grip on her remaining saber. The magistrate retreats from her advance, then counters with an attack. Ahsoka moves swiftly to parry and strike. With the two weapons locked, the magistrate kicks her spear free and causes the Jedi to spin around. Ahsoka grabs the spear with her free hand and throws it to the ground. She brings her saber to the magistrate's throat.
Sounds like you win.
The Mandalorian keeps his gaze fixed on the captain of the guard, who holds up his scattergun submissively, then slowly crouches to lay it down while eyeballing his adversary's trigger finger. As the weapon touches the ground, Mando's hand eases off his holster. The captain draws a concealed pistol from the back of his belt. Feeding him to the draw, Mando shoots him center mass, then twirls his blaster back into its holster. The craggy-faced man opens his door and peeks out again. Seeing the captain lying dead, he emerges from his home and exchanges nods with the Mandalorian. The remaining HK droid appears on a rooftop.
Behind you!
Mando spins and fires before he can get a bead on him. The droid comes crashing down into the street, its body erupting into sparks. Meanwhile...
Now tell me. Where is your master? Where is Grand Admiral Thrawn?
In the daytime, Ahsoka and the Mandalorian walk out from the city's open front gate, while the townspeople celebrate inside. A citizen slides the magistrate's robe onto the shoulders of the craggy-faced man.
I believe this was your payment.
Ahsoka holds out the spear to Mando.
No, I can't accept. I didn't finish the job.
No. But this belongs with the Mandalorian.
He slowly raises his hand and curls his fingers around the thin shaft of pure Beskar steel. As he nods graciously, Ahsoka relinquishes her grip on the spear and lets him take it.
Where's your little friend?
Back at the ship. Wait here. I'll go get him.
The Jedi blinks contemplatively to herself as he walks off. Staying by the wall, she turns her head to watch him go, the Beskar spear resting on his shoulder. Her eyes convey a troubled look. The new magistrate walks up beside her and she turns to him. She gestures back inside through the gate and they both return proudly to the city together. Aboard the Razor Crest, the Mandalorian unstraps his jetpack and lays it down in the cargo hold before heading to the open bunk area. Grogu lies fast asleep in his hammock. The Mandalorian gently takes hold of the canvas and rocks it a little.
Wake up, buddy. It's time to say goodbye.
The child opens his groggy eyes. They narrow back down to slits, then slowly shut again as he drifts back to sleep with his guardian affectionately rocking the hammock. The image fades to a wider view of Mando and his tiny ward. Outside the ship, the rear ramp sits open to forest clearing. Back on board, the Mandalorian tightens the folds of Grogu's oversized robes with the child now awake. He picks him up in his hands. Tucking him in the crook of his arm, he carries him to the ramp.
You're like a father to him.
He sees Ahsoka standing below and pauses a moment before continuing out.
I cannot train him.
At the bottom of the ramp, the Mandalorian stops again in his tracks.
You made me a promise, and I held up my end.
Ahsoka steps closer. She takes the child's tiny hand in her fingers.
There is one possibility. Go to the planet Tython. There you will find the ancient ruins of a temple that has a strong connection to the Force. Place Grogu on the Seeing Stone at the top of the mountain.
Then what?
Then Grogu may choose his path. If he reaches out through the Force, there's a chance a Jedi may sense his presence and come searching for him. Then again, there aren't many Jedi left.
Grogu's ears lower as he stares at her.
Thank you.
May the Force be with you.
The Mandalorian nods. Taking hold of the child in both arms, he turns and heads back up the ramp. Grogu looks back at Ahsoka over Mando's shoulder as they walk away. Returning a grin, she kindly bows her head to him. The Mandalorian's cape sways behind him as he proceeds deeper into his ship. Ahsoka steps back from the ramp as it curls up on its hinges and folds shut. Dust billows in the jet wash as the ship takes off. Ahsoka watches it go with a serene smile on her orange face, framed by its jagged white markings. The flare of the ship's engines washes over her and subsides. She lowers her gaze pensively, then shoots a final sidelong glance at the departing Razor Crest as she turns and walks away. Trekking back through the burned forest, she heads toward the distant city, which looms like a mirage in the haze. Cut to black. Audio description by Deluxe, funded by Disney Plus Originals, voiced by Nicole Zanzarella.